Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That Victor Olsson goal gave the Sabres a nice start last night early in the game. One of two goals for him. He also added an empty netter. That one came 1:41 into the game, and we're going to make that one of our first moments of the game. Brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. We'll talk more hockey here, going to the Western Hotline, and be joined by our very own Paul Hamilton. His article from last night's win over the Lightning is available at WGR550.com. Paul's segment with us, brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda, Relax, we got this. What do you say there, PM? How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Sabres won. I'm in a good mood. You know, I don't want to ask for much in this world, Paul. I just want wins. That's it.
Did you see John Butchigrass said the Sabres record's better than the Bills?
Yes, technically, I guess it is. If you're going by what?
Yes.
Win percentage for? Well, I don't know. Anyway, your overall assessment of last night. Let's just do big picture first, and then we'll get into some specifics.
Find a way, and that's exactly what they did. They went out and they were intimidated, I think, by the Stanley Cup champions a little bit, and that's what annoyed Don Granato. You know, finally he got tired of it at the end of the second period. The guys heard about it, and it's like, you know, you got to respect everybody, but you guys are giving these guys way too much respect. You know, go out and play your game. Don't be, you know, giving them so much respect and giving them so much room. And but, you know, here's the second period where Buffalo pretty much spent the whole time in their own zone. And I know because that's the end I'm sitting in, so it's right under me while I'm watching it, and they pretty much never left the zone. And the first shot for them in that period didn't come until about 6 minutes left in the period, give or take some seconds there, by Jeff Skinner. But the interesting part of it was, they got three shots in the period. All were three really good scoring chances.
Right.
You know, they were all very quality. Skinner got the first shot. That was a very good chance around the slot area. And then Dahlin makes a great move at the blue line, gets around the defense, puts on another move, and then sends a great pass cross ice to Bjork for a one-timer. Wide open. I mean, he's just to the side of the net, and Elliott just barely gets across the crease and makes a phenomenal save. And then the third one goes in. And that was the one by Kajula after Tampa Bay went. It was a weird play. It came off the wall right in front of the Tampa Bay bench. Kajula sees it, takes off, and does a great job of winning the battle with Sergachev, and winds up, you know, that which helps him get in alone. And he winds up scoring the goal. So they get outshot 11-3. They win the period 1-0 and leave the period up 2-1. You know, so it was, you know, it's like, again, find a way. But that wasn't good enough for Don Granato. Just because they won the period 1-0, they didn't win the period. I mean, it was just, you know, their goaltender, Anderson, was playing well. He was, you know, making the good saves, making the great saves, and, you know, they had the lead. So the team responded. I mean, they, you know, he got on them, just told them, look, it, you know, it's nice that you respect this team. You got to respect everybody, but you guys are going a little too far with this. And in no uncertain terms, to tell them, it's, you know, you got to start playing your game. You got to start dictating the play. And they did. And the Sabres got 13 shots in the third period, outshot them 13-11, you know, got the goal to make it 3-1. It was, let's call it a 3-1 game, basically. Mm-hmm. I don't quite understand what John Cooper was doing, and I would just like to hear what he was doing. I mean, this guy's won 2 Stanley Cups in a row, so I'm not ripping into him. But he pulled his goaltender with about 5.5 minutes left to go in the game, you know, only down 2. So I was really surprised by that. The Sabres scored 6 seconds after he did it. And then he pulled it a goaltender again, and the Sabres got another empty net goal. So, you know, the 2 empty net goals is the reason it was 5-1. The score indicates that the Sabres ran him out the back door. No, that's not the way that game went. But certainly, you know, high marks again for the Sabres to come out in the third period, play your game, stop giving them that kind of respect, and, you know, win the hockey game. And just an example of they found a way to beat the 2-time defending Stanley Cup champion, so good for them.
Paul with us, 803-0550. If your Sabres questions, comments, opinions, Casey in Maryland, you're on with Paul. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, good morning. Just wanted to point out last night I was pretty excited with the empty net, 5 minutes left in the game, and the questionable icing call, and just to see Granato fired up, backing up the team, and staying engaged the entire game. It's just nice to see some good leadership from behind the bench. That's all.
Yeah, they respond to him. They really do. And he was talking about the leadership of a guy like Anderson. He was every break, he came over to the bench. But he says he's so level-headed. You know, he's not too high, he's not too low. But he knows what to say. He knows the right things to say to the guys. And Granato says it's kind of nice because it's stuff that he doesn't have to say then. You know, it's leadership from a peer. And, you know, just to keep the team up. To say, hey, you guys are doing fine. Just keep it up. Let's, basically, as Bulldog would say, let's get this thing into the garage and let's get a victory. And another thing I really liked, even though Tampa Bay was playing very well, it wasn't really the Stamkos and Point and Palat line. Through it all, where Tampa Bay's putting pressure on, I hardly noticed that group at all. And a lot of that was, instead of using Dahlin like they did against Boston against the star players, it was Hagan Pesek. They were phenomenal. They had a great game, I thought. And it started a minute and 40 in when Olsson scored. Pesek was to the side of the net, sees Hagan in the middle, quickly, and I mean quickly, gets the puck up ice to up the middle to Hague. Hague, you know, he takes off. He takes a few strides, gets it up ice. He sees Thompson breaking down the left wing side through the neutral zone. He gets it to Thompson. Thompson quickly gets in and just rips a shot from the left circle. And Elliott kicks out a huge rebound. Well, what's Olsson doing? He's not playing on the outskirts. He's going to the net. So that big rebound that gets kicked out, you know, for the last 10 years would have gone to nobody because the Sabres would have been on the side wall. They wouldn't be where goals were scored, which is in front of the net or going to the net. Olsson's right there. Puck's right to him. Puts it in the open net. And they've got the lead right off the bat. But that was a play that was started by Pesek to Hague. A quick breakout up. And that's the kind of breakout that the Sabres like. And they do well. But defensively, you know, all 3 of those, quote, stars were held off the board. I thought a lot of it had to do with the way Pesek and Hague played in that game. And, you know, really, in my mind, along with Anderson, those are your 3 stars right there. Now, Anderson and Hague did get stars, but I think Hague got a star because he also had a goal and an assist in the game. He was in on the empty netters, but even Pesek on the Hinostrosa goal, it made it 3-1 in the third period. He carried the puck up ice. It was a nice rush, gained the blue line, got it in over the blue line. Now he did lose the puck inside the blue line, but Hinostrosa was right there to steal it back. Another example of what are you going to do when you don't have the puck? Go find it.
Yeah.
Go get it.
Yeah, I think we got a couple tweets on this, and I think it's a good point, and I was going to bring it up with Granato, if I remember, Paul. The support that they're providing for each other. You're mentioning an instance in the offensive zone, but in the defensive zone as well. It always seems like there's another Saber there to help out, whether it's to cover up for a turnover, to, you know, if a puck battle is won, the guy's right there to take the puck to maintain possession. They seem to be doing a good job of helping each other out.
Yeah, that's a good word for it, the support that – you know, Hagan, Pesek, as I said, were good in the matchup, but they also got support too. Defense in hockey, defense is a five-man unit, so you know the forwards were helping out the defense too, trying to work in unison. But you know, just to be able, as hot as Stamkos, you know, Stamkos came into the game with 9 points in five games. I mean, he's red hot. Really, offense wasn't the problem for Tampa Bay per se. Now, they had the one game where they scored seven, so there were other games that they were having trouble scoring in, but they gave up four or more goals in all but one of their games. That's not the Tampa Bay Lightning. And, you know, and here they are playing the Sabres, and they gave up five. Well, as I said, they basically gave up three, and I think there were some empty net goals along the way too, because if Sergachev had played all, or I'm sorry, Vasilevsky had played all their games in net, and his goals against was quite a bit different than the team goals against, which told me that they had, those weren't the first two empty net goals they had given up this season. So, but still, you're right. That's a good word for it. The support they showed each other, even in the second period. You know, when the puck's in their end, basically it was in their end because they were being too passive. They were letting Tampa Bay come to them. But there were still signs of support there, too, in the defensive zone, trying to keep some of those Tampa shots to the outside. You know, that's a very good word for it.
Paul with us on the Western Hotline. The Sabres, good start at home. Four home wins already. Now we're gonna watch them on the road for a little while. They're going to be in Anaheim Thursday night. Kicks off a four-game, nine-day Western swing. Thank you, as always, Mr. Hamilton. Appreciate it.
Yes, my pleasure. Are you still alive in your guillotine?
yes, Howard is. Yes, he is.
Don't mention the guillotine. Ixnay on the Eatine Gay League. Don't.
Yeah, Jeremy, that's right. You were talking about watching that game. I didn't realize
he did
that,
watch
that,
the game, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I stayed up the whole thing. Yeah, the whole thing.
Well, be happy for Brian Koziel. He also needed Winston, and he won by 1 point.
Oh. Congratulations.
Jeremy. Norm Green, our friend Norm Green, had Seattle's quarterback Smith, and Brian had Winston. Brian was behind by 1 point, and he wound up winning by 1 point.
Very wow. Nice. Feeling good for Mr. Koziel. Thanks for pointing that out, Paul.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.